Light of Life Radio now presents the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration.
Welcome you to our first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle, gathering in churches throughout the world as Our Lady asked for at Fatima. Come together on the first Saturday of every month, receive our Lord, go to communion, meditate on the rosary for 15 minutes, and say the rosary, all in reparation for the sins that offend the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We're here now with Father Michael Scanlon. We're going to be talking today about the dignity of life. And really, it's so important that we come back to this reality. Father, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. It's a privilege.
And the scripture that you chose, Father, is in 1 John, 5th chapter, where John says, "This is the testimony God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Anyone who has the Son has life, and anyone who does not have the Son does not have life." And then he later says, "May we be sure that you have eternal life." So when we're talking about the dignity of, you know, the unborn and then the elderly, we're talking about life that goes on for all eternity, and we're handling it so poorly today, and maybe you can just give us your insights, Father.
Well, John, in the first letter of John, the theme that draws it all together is that Jesus is the Word of life. Mm-hmm. Starts off, we write to you about the Word of life, which has existed from the beginning. And by that he means the Word, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, existing for all time. But that Word brings us the Word of life, the good news that we have eternal life that will last forever, and that this life comes from God and that it's sacred. Mm-hmm. And that's at the very core of the Christian understanding. And when Christianity spread through the Greek and Roman worlds, what happened was exposure ended. That was the form, as did some forms of abortion, but the exposure was taking infants who were in some way deformed or unsuitable or the wrong sex. Mm-hmm. In those days, normally women who weren't as preferable as men, and just leaving the babies out to die. Very similar to what's going on in euthanasia these mm-hmm. days. You know, depriving of food and water and all those things the same, but just saying it's going to be natural. Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, what's going on in the euthanasia program. But the fundamental principle of Christianity was that every life had infinite value. Mm-hmm. And that all life was sacred unto God, and that Jesus came to save all. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. The call for eternal salvation is universal. Mm-hmm. Everyone is called to be saved. There's nobody who from the beginning God says, well, I'm not going to consider that. Mother. Mm-hmm. They're not part of it.
Right.
So every life is sacred. Every life is called into reigning with God in eternal life. This message was so strong in Christianity that it eliminated euthanasia, abortion, and things,
way back then,
and made suicide a mortal sin. Mm-hmm. You know, you were considered that was such an offense to God for you to take control over your own life. Now, gradually, through the period of the Enlightenment, this kind of thing changed as we got more and more into reasoning things out rather than going based on revelation. Mm-hmm. We put our own mind in the center of the universe and put God off to the side, whereas it used to be seek God's mind and truth first, then use reason as fully as possible to understand it. Faith seeking understanding is the definition of theology. And this whole rationalistic movement or movement of enlightenment put the reason in the center. And it became a philosophical matter then. And this, of course, reached its apex in Nazi Germany, where the theme, the motto was life unworthy of life. And that's what Goebbels and the rest of the propaganda enterprise sought to establish so deeply in the hearts of people that it would replace the Christian teaching. And believing then that life, there are lives unworthy of life, then they took their reasoning and said, now let's figure out which lives they are. Mm-hmm. And they started off with the criminally insane. Then they did the incurably insane in hospitals. Then they worked down to people who've been institutionalized over 5 years or something like that. Then they gradually worked down through this T4 program, which was for adults, the specifically diseased and unemployable, continual institutionalization, criminally insane, and finally, non-Germans whose races were considered to make impure the German race. And they started off with the gypsies there. It wasn't the Jews first. And they actually moved through some other cults. But before they actually got to the mass extermination of Jews, they moved on the children. And every child, before they were 4 years old, had to be medically examined. And that child was examined mentally and physically. And if there was a deficiency, by the age of four, there was a box in the right-hand corner and a little check mark was put there and it said under that, for treatment. And that child was then transferred to another hospital, quote, or institutionalized center. The parents were notified the child was in treatment. And they keep the child for a few weeks to buffer it. Mm-hmm. And then the parents would receive a notification that unfortunately the child hadn't responded to treatment and had died. Come and pick up the remains, which were normally the ashes that had been cremated. So there was no signs of how they had how the child had died or any evidence of it. And that program was just was the result of this simple approach that there are lives unworthy of life. And some of the ways in which they promoted that was, for instance, the 1941 movie I Accuse shows a doctor just wrenching with agony over his wife who's begging to die because of her pain, and he finally gives her an injection to kill her. And then that got formed. And then there was one case of a mongoloid, highly deformed baby, and that case was celebrated all over Germany. Look at this. This child can't do anything physically, can't do anything mentally. And it was over and over, and all they had to do was establish that there was a life unworthy of life. And once they established it with that one situation for the old and the one situation with the young, then it was just a matter of how many.
Mm-hmm. So once they crossed that bridge of saying any life is unworthy, and then we're
then it's just
life,
a matter of who's next. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know of this Jewish fellow who's in anti-abortion protests, and they said, what are you doing with all those Catholics? He said, hey, after this, I'm next. You know, they're going to come after me.
That's right.
And there's just a lot of truth in that.
That's true.
Once you've established it, then, well, you don't really understand the Jews so much. They're kind of funny people anyhow. Maybe they are unworthy of life. Mm-hmm. And you set up Auschwitz and Dachau. But one other thing, there was a tremendous bishop, von Galen, and he spoke out against it, and he preached it, and he said it was a crime against God and humanity, and he was just constant in preaching the word. And because of his preaching, the outcry was so strong in Germany that they had to close down all the public places of killing, and they only kept what was called wild euthanasia, which means everybody can do it on their own in a doctor's office, but there wasn't any big, there was no more crematoriums, and you could no longer see the the people being burnt or gassed.
They moved those out to Poland.
They moved them east to where there wouldn't be the same, they wouldn't have to worry about the citizens uprising. They'd conquered those people. Mm-hmm. Whereas they were drawing upon the German people to support the war effort and for to fill in the ranks of their troops, so they couldn't stand the low morale of bad propaganda there. So von Gallen was a tremendous hero in this. Mm-hmm. And the parallel between Cardinal O'Connor and Bishop von Gallen is very strong.
And that's something.
The kind of things being said, the kind of way they've spoken out, the kind of effect, it's very, very strong. Mm-hmm. But this nation is in the midst of being sold a philosophical heresy.
If we can finally say,
well, yeah, there are some old people we should put out of the way. Mm-hmm. Or there are some young who shouldn't live.
That's right.
Once we start accepting that, then it's just a question of how many and no one's safe. You may be next. There isn't a person watching this program mm-hmm. who isn't a candidate
for this
to be killed through euthanasia.
Once they
because start you're either too old, you're too expensive to care for, you've got a sickness somebody calls incurable, you're not able to carry your burden, and people who say, well, we just have to make it voluntary, oh, they don't understand.
Yeah.
The amount of guilt that can be put on a person for being a burden to others, mm-hmm. but for continuing to want to live. When others don't want to, or put on the family, or the pressure that could be put on financially if the state says, well, mm-hmm. or the charitable hospitals say they won't do it. No, there's no way but the dignity of life, the sacredness of life, that as the Christianity taught, belongs to God. And that's what reversed it last time, and that's the only thing that will reverse it this time. God-centeredness.
That's right. God bless you, Father. It's a beautiful meditation for this first Saturday.
You are listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the first Saturday, Light of the World Cenacle, by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or at info@afc.org.
Let us look at the intentions. First of all, making reparation for the insults, sacrileges, and indifferences committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What are these offenses? Our Lord told Sister Lucia that there are five. The blasphemies against the Immaculate Conception of His Mother, against Mary's virginity, against the divine maternity, refusing at the same time to accept Mary as the mother of all mankind. And those who try to publicly implant in children's hearts indifference, contempt, and even hate against the Immaculate Mother of God. And fifth, those who insult her directly in her statues. Now the promise that Our Lady gave Sister Lucia, and Sister Lucia told this to Pope Pius XII in a letter on December 2, 1940. She said, Our Blessed Mother promises to assist the persons who will practice this devotion in the hour of their death with all the necessary graces for their salvation. Now, the conditions for the First Saturday Communion of Reparation are, first of all, confession within a reasonable period of time, Holy Communion, meditation for 15 minutes on the mysteries of the Rosary, which we're going to do, and then saying the Rosary, and doing this for five consecutive First Saturdays. This is the key. We're going to be listening to Mother Teresa of Calcutta and Pope John Paul II at the close of this program. They'll be giving their spiritual insights, and again, Our Lady of Fatima specifically asked Sister Lucia for 15-minute meditations on one or more of the mysteries of the Rosary. So let us imitate Pope John Paul and enter into this meditation as we say our Rosary.
Please kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
For the intentions of our Holy Father, the Pope, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. Let us now meditate on the first joyful mystery, the mystery of the Annunciation to Mary in the Incarnation of Jesus.
I have told you that 2 days ago I visited Zachary in Ein Karim. His wife, Elizabeth, is in her 6th month, and Zachary is no more able to speak than when he first left the altar of incense.
And from that we are to conclude that the time of the Messiah
is now. Open your eyes, my brothers. Would God fulfill but half a prophecy? Are we to accept the sign and ignore the substance?
What do you mean, the substance?
The words of the angel as Zachary inscribed them on his slate. That the child born to Elizabeth would go before. Mark the words. Go before the Lord and prepare the people.
This is no proof.
Add to it then the prophecy of Balaam.
We are familiar with his words.
A star shall rise out of Jacob.
And a scepter shall spring up from Israel.
We have always known the Messiah is to be a king.
But from the family of King David.
Are you thinking the child promised to Zachary might be?
No. Zachary is not of the family of David. Nor is his wife Elizabeth. But somewhere the mother lives. She lives today.
The mother?
She was to bear the Messiah. The virgin foretold by Isaiah. It is there to see.
Elkanah.
God's own voice speaking through his prophet. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us.
We are priests, Elkanah, guardians for the covenant. We must deal in reality.
The ground beneath our feet, the temple in which we stand, are these things not real?
Of course.
Then have you forgotten that this was promised land? And we are here because what God promises, he fulfills. I feel it in every fiber. She who is to bear the one called Wonderful, God the Mighty, Prince of Peace. Somewhere, someplace, she lives.
And it came.
came to pass at this time in the city of Galilee called Nazareth that the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a virgin, espoused to a man called Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary.
Hail, Mary. Hail, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of the Lord. Fear not, Mary, for you have found grace with God. Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
How shall this be done? Because I know not man.
The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And the Holy, which shall be born of you, shall be called the Son of God.
The Son of God?
Behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her that is called barren.
Son of God? My son?
Because no word shall be impossible with God.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to thy word.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is made flesh and dwells among us.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with St. Joseph. Please be seated. The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. We pray for an increased love of neighbor.
And moved by the desire to assist her kinswoman, Mary set out with a caravan bound for Ein Karim, and the house where the aged couple had dwelt since leaving Jerusalem. I myself had not seen Zachary from the day of his misfortune in the temple, when the power of speech was taken from him for doubting the angel's prophecy. But I am told he bore his punishment with good-hearted resignation. Perhaps he felt it was a small price to pay for the great gift God was about to bestow upon him through Elizabeth.
It is Mary. Mary!
Elizabeth.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
It has been revealed to you, Elizabeth.
As soon as your greeting sounded in my ears, the child in my womb leaped for joy. How have I deserved to be thus visited by the mother of my Lord?
I am but his handmaid. My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me. And holy is his name, and his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with St. Joseph. Please be seated. The third joyful mystery, the birth of our Lord. We pray for the grace of detachment from the things of this world.
What light is this?
Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For in the city of David, a Savior is born to you, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
The city of David. That is Bethlehem.
A babe in a manger who is Christ the Lord.
Let us go quickly.
Why are you here?
An angel of God appeared to us to say that an infant Savior was born.
Christ the Lord, born tonight.
And wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger.
He is born. Come.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are at most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. Let us now meditate on the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of our Lord in the temple. We pray for an increase in the virtue of obedience.
Bethlehem, are far from the least among the princes of Judah. For out of you will arise a leader who is to be the shepherd of my people Israel. It was promised me I would see him, behold him, before I die. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. How dost thou dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word in peace? Because mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples. A light to the revelation of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Behold, this child is set for the fall, and for the resurrection of many in Israel. And for a sign which shall be contradicted, and thy own soul a sword shall pierce. That the thoughts of many hearts shall be revealed.
Please kneel. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please be seated. The fifth joyful mystery, the finding of our Lord in the temple. We pray for that grace of a holy fear of ever offending our Lord and losing him through our sins, and the grace of humility to come back to him through the sacrament of penance.
But he has not given us a full answer to my question.
No matter, the question itself is a foolish one.
Foolish?
It says clearly in the writings of Isaiah.
You needn't quote me the writings of Isaiah. I know them quite well.
It would hardly seem so when you ask such a question.
The boy said man's deepest obligation to God is obedience to his will. Now...
His law, not his will.
I know what I heard. If he said law, I would not have pursued the point. He said will.
But what is the law, if not his will?
Will you be kind enough to let me finish speaking?
My son. Mother. My son. Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing.
How is it you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
Son,
And so it was, convinced that Jesus was lost to them, that they found him at last. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and men.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, and save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. All for the sacred and Eucharistic heart of Jesus, all through the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary, all in union with Saint Joseph. Please kneel. Gloria, Saint Joseph,
spouse of the Immaculate Virgin, obtain for me and all the members of my family and loved ones a confident, sinless, generous, and patient heart, and perfect resignation to the divine will. Be our guide, Father, and model throughout life, that we may merit a death like yours in the arms of Jesus and Mary. Help us, Saint Joseph, in our earthly strife, to fulfill our responsibilities and ever to lead a pure and blameless life. Heavenly Father, please ask the Holy Spirit, who resides in the innermost recesses of my soul, to help me to call to mind all of my sins and faults. Help me to detach myself from these faults and sins, so that I can be a useful instrument in the hands of the Most Holy Family to achieve your distinctive plan for my life. Let me now pause for a few moments to think of my sins, faults, and omissions.
Oh my God,
I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because they offend thee, my God,
who art all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to release the poor soul of one of our loved ones from purgatory. For each of us who received your Son in Holy Communion this day, and we ask these souls being released to pray continually that our families and the members and families of the Apostle do your will.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The Church has always proclaimed a love of preference for the poor. Perhaps the language is new, but the reality is not. Nor has the Church taken a narrow view of poverty and the poor. Poverty, certainly, is often a matter of material deprivation, but it is also a matter of spiritual impoverishment, the lack of human liberties, and the result of any violation of human rights and human dignity. That is a very special and pitiable form of poverty, the poverty of selfishness, the poverty of those who have and will not share, of those who could be rich by giving, but choose to be poor by keeping everything they have. These people too need help. The Christian view is that human beings are to be valued for what they are, not for what they have. In loving the poor and serving those in whatever need, the Church seeks above all to respect and heal their human dignity. The aim of Christian solidarity and service is to defend and promote, in the name of Jesus Christ, the dignity and fundamental human rights of every person.
Something very strange happened when Mary came into the house of Elizabeth. The little unborn child leaped with joy in the womb of his mother at the presence of Jesus. Very strange that God used an unborn child to proclaim the coming of Christ. And we know what terrible things are happening today to the little unborn child. How the mother herself destroys, kills her own child through abortion. And so the abortion has become the greatest destroyer of peace, of love, because it destroys the very image of God. For that little unborn child in the womb of his mother, has been created for greater things, to love and to be loved. And by destroying it, the mother destroys that presence for which that little one had been created. So today, when we are all together here, let us thank our parents for wanting us, for loving us, for giving us the joy of living. For none of us would be here if our mother didn't want us, if she had aborted us. For 1 second, let us pray and thank. Jesus came to give us the good news that God is love and that He loves each one of us and that He has created each one of us for a very, very special purpose, to love and to be loved. And to make it easy for us to love one another, He said, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. If you receive a little child in my name, you receive me. There is the thing. Abortion destroys that beautiful child who comes to us as the presence of Jesus.
You have been listening to LOL Radio's broadcast of the first Saturday Light of the World Cenacle by the Apostolate for Family Consecration. If you would like to obtain a copy of this broadcast, either for yourself or your family or friends, contact the Apostolate for Family Consecration at 740-567-7700 or email info@afc.org. Or you can contact LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.